Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
What is this?
Ozzy Osbourne?
Ozzy Osbourne? I'm not a rock chick. Let's go live to Andrea.
Ozzy Osbourne, flying high again. Post Black Sabbath, of course.
Is this good music to jump to? I don't know. Why don't we ask an expert? Here from the Golden Knights first class team, Derek Coleman and Herb Hunter, the great voice of the Chicago Air and Water Show for 30 years and doesn't look a day over 30 himself. Get it done. Nice to see both of you. How are you?
Very good. Great to be here.
The microphone on. There you go, Derek and Herb. You're good?
I'm good, sir.
Nice to see you as well. How many times have you jumped, Herb?
I've jumped once when I was 16 years old at 3,500 feet.
But you'd do it again, wouldn't you?
I would do it. With these guys, it'd be such an honor.
Come on, yeah. Derek. Let's get him on the plane. What's going on?
We'll try one of these years.
Yeah. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How many jumps have you had?
I've had 2,532 jumps. And I started jumping at 16, so 23 years of jumping.
2,532.
Yes, sir.
How do you find out you're good enough to be a Golden Knight?
Every year we have an assessment and selection, and it should be starting after Labor Day.
Do you apply? Does somebody recruit you?
You put in an application. You have to have 100 free fall parachute jumps, be an active duty member of the armed forces, and you can put in an application.
And were you taken right away, or is it one of those things where you always are turned down the first time?
It's a 2-month rigorous assessment and selection. And yes, I did make it on the first try, but sometimes it takes 2-3 tries.
So you jump out of a plane 2,500 times. Do you ever leave a plane normally? Like if you're just on a commercial flight, do you just pop out as well? You ever just take the wait till they get to the tarmac, roll up, and take the normal exit with the rest of us?
No.
I mean, it couldn't be more boring than to fly normally for you, I would think.
It's not bad. I don't like landing with planes too much. So.
It's kind of like a race car driver being stuck in traffic. You having to fly, in coach. Not that you ever would, of course.
Can you picture Derek, though, getting really scared when the plane's landing? I've never gone through this!
or do you laugh at the people when there's just a little bit of turbulence and they go, oh, oop, and they grab onto the handrail? Not that I do that.
It's kind of funny. So.
See.
Now, I don't know if you're old enough to remember George Carlin, but I always reference this. George Carlin's joke was always, why would I jump out of a plane that's not broken? So why did you do that at 16?
Because the door
seemed
was open.
Cool.
The door was open.
But did you have a dad, an uncle, somebody?
My dad was an airborne paratrooper when he was in the Army, but I just wanted to do it. I saw it in movies. So,
General Grange, our old friend here, Dave Grange, he and his dad are in the Paratrooper Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's so cool.
I think it's the only father-son combo. Coolest jump ever?
Mount Rushmore.
Ooh, this is out of a plane?
Okay. Yes, we landed at the base of Mount Rushmore.
Come on. Seriously?
Yes.
That is so cool.
Don't you get like weird air pockets and stuff when you're flying around mountains?
It was set in the background, so we were landing on a parking garage at the bottom of the at the Mount Rushmore.
Landing on a parking garage.
The top of the parking garage.
Right.
Yes.
That is so cool.
You have a very weird job.
It's interesting. We had to go see a lot of different places and meet a lot of interesting people.
And everybody loves you. Little kids to old folks.
We try.
Yeah, and Herb, you could speak to this. You've been doing this forever. I'm sure it's always a thrill.
For me it is. It's just, there's nothing in the world like Chicago. Right. I've announced air shows for a long time, but Chicago's different. It's always been special to me. I still remember the first time I ever walked on the platform when I was just there as a military rep. First time I saw the show site in 1979 when I was flying it in a KC-135. And it's Chicago's always been special, and I can't really explain it. I just love it.
It's funny, too, because this is, it's a little harder than Gladys Knight and the Pips. The choreography that goes on between the different military hardware that happens during the day, intertwined with the Golden Knights jumps and everything else that's happening. I know it's all carefully scripted, but it's like, how is that even possible?
Yeah, so much of it comes to the work, the people at DKS, John Trick, and of course our boss Rudy Malnati, they spend a lot of time getting the best of the best. Everybody in the industry wants to work Chicago.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Everybody that wants to fly Chicago, but not everybody's asked because, Rudy has his own criteria, and he's done a great job bringing in the best.
Oh,
and
cool.
I love working the site, working the show.
Wow, you got a great voice, and I always love hearing you do it.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
Isn't this your favorite week of the year with the practice rounds, too? They start probably today.
Well, and the guys start buzzing Wrigley. And the Cubs are always home, and Wrigley gets buzzed, and you're sitting in there, and all of a sudden the entire crowd. It used to be amazing because the entire crowd would give you the ooh, and it was the most exciting thing going on because the team was always losing.
It's true. Right.
Yeah, now it goes with the territory.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's great. It's love being a part of it.
We did I think we did a story, right, Mary, last year or the year before, saying that Chicago has more. It's the biggest Air and Water Show because there's more Air and Water Show parties and more rooftop parties this weekend than any other in the country.
Well, it's a unique Air and Water Show. It's free. Most of the shows like this are at an airport. This is along our lakefront. So you've got people from Diversey to, you know, Navy Pier. They're on top of buildings. There's a huge boat line. So
right. And do they still refuel in Gary, too? So you can see the planes go all the way south toward 12th Street Beach and Rainbow Beach, too.
That's where they all fly out of the Gary Jet Center.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you some stupid paratrooper questions because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Much like most guests on this show, I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, so you're flying at 2,000 feet?
2,000 feet is our minimum jump altitude, all the way up to 12,500.
What altitude will you jump at this weekend?
Well, we're going to always aim to go to 12,500. It just depends on the weather.
Okay. So let's say you're at 12,500. At what point does the door come open?
We take off with the doors open.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Well, that seems handy.
But this weekend we will be jumping out of the the Navy SEAL Leapfrogs are here to jump with us too, and they brought a C-130. So when we take off in the C-130, the
C-130 is a cargo plane, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah. The ramp will be closed, the doors will be shut, and then when we get up to altitude about 2,000 feet to throw our wind drift indicators, the ramp will go down.
Okay, so that's the comparison. What's the Harrison Ford movie where he's president?
Air Force One.
Yeah. Air Force One. At the end when he throws a Russian out of the back, that's a C-130, I think, isn't it?
I think they used it as a...
Yeah, it was, you know, I know they didn't actually throw the Russian out.
Roger that, yes.
But the idea that the door comes open in the back, and then how do you know who goes? What's the order? Is there a seniority to it? What happens next?
Before any jump, we do a detailed dirt dive. That's where we dive it on the ground, and then we recreate that in the air.
So a walkthrough?
Correct. Just a we do it about two or three times prior.
Do you fall when you're on the ground? Do you just and they fall face forward?
No, we just practice like what we're going to do exactly in the air, and then we go through that multiple times just so that everybody knows exactly what everybody's going to be doing.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things to announce, because they've got their own narrator, is on their second jump, I explain to the crowd what's happening when they come over at 2,000 feet and they throw out their streamers. And I explain their ground crew and how they're really just airplanes. They do everything an airplane can do except one is take off. And for that, they use a launch vehicle, some sort of an airplane.
Human airplanes.
Yeah. And it's a really big kick because I do a lot of teaching. I try to teach the crowd what's going on and what they're going to do.
Paint a nice visual picture of it, too. So at what point, and I have to ask, will you pull the ripcord, and then is there a backup?
Well, how do you know when to jump?
Yeah.
We'll have a jump master that'll be in the back of the door.
Oh, looking. Yeah, the guy that stays on the plane.
No, that our
you
jump masters,
that, Steve.
Our jump masters actually jump with us. It's usually our team leader who's in charge. So he'll be back in the back, hanging his head over the ramp, spotting the aircraft. So we're looking on the ground. We throw streamers. They go downwind, of course. And then we know where we're going to jump out at, and they pick a spot on the ground wherever we're at. And that's where will be our exit point.
How much time between each jumper?
When we're doing a mass formation, that's where everybody goes out together and we build a formation in the sky. It's one after the other, as fast as we can get out of the tailgate of the aircraft.
And when do you pull the ripcord?
We pull the ripcord at stage deployments anywhere between 5,000 to 2,500 feet.
Oh, so you could free fall from 12,500 to 5,000?
We roughly get about 55 to 60 seconds of free fall.
There's a backup too, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay. We were two parachutes. One is our main parachute, and if anything happens with that, we have a... reserve parachute, which is a slightly smaller wing surface area, but with a much greater forward airspeed.
2,500 jumps, we were talking off the air. You've never been seriously hurt. You've been banged and bumped up, but that goes to the preparation, I'm sure.
Yes, we try to stay physically and mentally prepared for everything. And we practice every year, do about 100 to 500 jumps a year.
Still a thrill?
Every jump.
Do you get an adrenaline rush? I suppose if you don't, it's time to quit.
Roger that.
Right?
Yes.
Herb, what's your favorite moment in the air show?
My favorite moment in the air show is the same every year. It's when I say showtime. It's when the show starts. When I know they say the jumper's away because we usually, you know, we'll start off with the national anthem and the flag, and you see the canister kick off. So we see them at 12:05 coming down, and I say, it's showtime. And I just, there's something happens inside of me when that goes off. And I just, from then I'm on.
Now, we know that the military has a lot of older aircraft that is still in service.
Right.
You know, airplanes are not like cars. They don't go away in 2 or 3 or 4 years. You can service them and fly them forever.
Right.
But the technology, I assume, has changed immensely since
It has. And one interesting one would be the one I flew. My wife and I were both in the Air National Guard, and we flew on a KC-135. The KC-135 is over 60 years old, and we're going to have one back in the show this year. Everything's changed on the airplane. It's got different engines. It's got reskinned wings. And when I flew it, it was a max gross weight of 299,000. Now it's, I think, 325 because the airplane has changed. The technology
sure.
in the cockpit, everything's changed. So it's been updated. Yeah.
Well, thank you both for your service. It's an amazing week, Mary, as you well know.
Yes, it is.
Chicago Air and Water Show. We got to figure out a way to start charging people for this. We charge people for everything else. It's charging for this.
It's kind of hard when they can just look up.
Yeah, I suppose.
But what do you advise? Obviously, take public transportation, but what else?
Take public transportation, come down to the beach, bring plenty of water, sunscreen, bring your family, friends, you know, beach chair, towel.
Come
enjoy
early,
a
stay
free
late.
Day. Yeah, come early, stay late. And it's from 10 to 3 on Saturday and Sunday. Best advice, Friday is the practice day. Yeah. You know, that's a really great time to go down there. It's not as crowded, and it's still from 10 to 3. It's relatively the same show, so...
Nice.
Met a couple last year. I think I told you this, Mary. Yeah. They met at the Air and Water Show, I think like 5 years ago, and they come every year now and celebrate their anniversary and bring their whole family, too.
That's nice.
It's kind of cool.
That's very nice. And Derek, pride of the U.S. Army, current rank?
Sergeant First Class E7.
Thank you for your service. Stay safe. All the cliches that you don't even need to hear from me.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah. No. Well, we appreciate you being here. It's an amazing thing. And it's got to be a great honor to be a part of that team.
It is.
Yeah. All right. All the best. This weekend, it's the Air and Water Show. Man, we could throw carms out during the eclipse.
Hey.
That's
an
not
idea.
Nice.
Okay. It's 9:24. Back with more in a moment on 720 WGN.